With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States has seized two oil tankers as it asserts its control over Venezuela and its oil industry. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the first tanker was seized in the North Atlantic after pursuing it for several weeks.
This was a Venezuelan shadow fleet vessel that has transported sanctioned oil, and the United States of America, under this president, is not going to tolerate that.
She says the other tanker was a stateless vessel in the Caribbean and was conducting illicit activities. As for who's running Venezuela right now, Leavitt says the Trump administration has maximum leverage over that country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's interest in Greenland draws the ire of European leaders and at least one Democratic senator. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The UK, Canada, and Europe's leaders have rallied behind Denmark's prime minister in reaffirming Greenland's sovereignty. That followed President Trump's comments Sunday.
We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Tuesday the president and his team are discussing a range of options, and utilizing the U.S. military is always an option at the commander-in-chief's disposal.
I think it's very dangerous kind of language.
Senator Mark Warner, vice chair and ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Messy winter weather brought snow, ice, freezing rain, and dangerous driving to the New England states as the region prepared for more unpleasant conditions later in the week. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 466 points, but the Nasdaq rose 37. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is running for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, Tuberville maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Pentagon policy on abortion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The ADP National Employment Report is out today. It shows a modest increase of 41,000 non-farm jobs in its latest reporting period. That comes ahead of the Labor Department figures due out on Friday. Vice President J.D. Vance says Americans will soon feel the benefits of President Trump's trade deals.
You've got trillions and trillions of dollars of investment that are coming into the United States, building factories, reinvesting in the American worker. And when that, the American people, I think, really see the fruits of all those new factories coming online, they're going to realize that we were sold a lie in this country for 40 years. And the lie was that America needed to rely on other people to make our stuff.
The vice president appeared on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. It was a mixed bag at the closing bell. On Wall Street, the Dow took a hit. It was down 466 points. The Nasdaq up by 37. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.